Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We're live at the Sport Fishing Association of California offices right on the water here next to Fisherman's Landing right in front of Pizza Nova here this morning in Point Loma. The Shelter Island area. Come on down. We have a second hour that is loaded. You talk about that first hour being super informative. We're going to have another one just like that right now. The one and only Don Hansen is here. Also we have the guys from the Training Resources Maritime Institute. Dave and Dan are here. We're going to have Frank Orsetti here from H&M Landing talking about rockfish and more. Oh boy, we've got a lot going on here with Ken Frankie and the Sport Fishing Association of California. It's really going to be a action-packed second hour, but as we always do, we're going to start it off with the Catch Report, right?
You got it, buddy. If you want to find out what's biting, it's going on right now. And today, the Catch Report sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Line Winder is the perfect for personal use at home or on your boat. It's a low cost and suitable to wind any conventional style reel from bait casters all the way up to 130s. It fits bulk spools of line, and the Sato Line Winder kit is very easy to put together. It comes with detailed instructions. You can get it at selected tackle shops like the Longfin or at Sharkbait. We're going to jump in with the phones this morning, with the Catchport rather. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and guests. Great show today. Lots of good info, guys. Hey, it feels like fall out there. You know, seasonal changes are evident, but even with the water cooling, mix of species changing a little bit, there's so much stuff, good stuff going on there. But for this week's report, I'm just going to focus on something near and dear to our hearts, catching some tuna fish. Those bluefin around San Clemente Island are still there and still biting. They cycle up, they cycle down. They went MIA for a little bit. Everybody's all freaking out. They're gone. Guess what? They pop right back. It's pretty much the same zone there outside Eel Canyon, out toward the 245, and even maybe a little bit deeper, and then down the Fathom Curve towards the east there. It's a big spread of fish. Obviously, you got to pay attention to the Navy issues because they definitely are causing some here this week. But most of that fish in there right now, it's at 40 to 70 pound grade like that. Some's biting sardines, some on the flat falls. But they had some decent fishing, and there's still some cows in the mix also. My friend Billy Kay got another big one there, a 226 on his Parker. That some tankers been caught on the sport fleet here this week. So you got to have a mix of gear when you're going in there. Now, along with that bluefin, we've also got some world-class opportunity on Guadalupe grade yellowfin right here in our backyard. There's nothing new about fishing yellowfin on dolphins, but these big ones offshore are far more catchable, guys, if you're fishing good gear. This is not the time for 20-pound test on a spinning reel. A lot of these fish are up pushing towards 100 pounds here. So my favorite outfit, one of many, is a Talica 12 65-pound max quattro, about 25 feet, 40-pound fluorocarbon, and about a 2-0 Mutu that I tie on with a small loop knot. I use a figure 8 knot, but any strong loop knot will work good. And then CalStar 700M is my favorite rod. You know, that kind of setup works good because you need a lot of line on these fish that are with the dolphins like that. The better grade fish want to stay with the school, and they can empty out a whole bunch of line in a real big hurry there. So you got to have some line. You got to have some good gear. But the basic drill is simple. Depending on your bait capacity, you know, you get ahead of the school, throw some chum out, slide your baits back. But along with the live, take the time to cut some chunks ahead of time, throw some chunks in there. Try and keep your bait in there with the chunks. That'll help stop those fish, get them off the mammals there. And if you're really proactive, and this is something that's just now starting to occur, guys, there's a dab of live squid starting to show up here and there. If you want to really have some fun with that yellowfin, take the time to get a little bit of that live squid. But if you don't have the live, which is obviously tough to get, take some frozen with you and slide that back also. Those yellowfin absolutely love it. There's good big spread of fish right now outside the west end of Catalina all the way down inside Clemente, across Mackerel Bank, 289 down toward the 43. You find the dolphins in there anywheres, and most of them are holding some of that good, great fish. So we got plenty of warm water and good conditions, and guys, it's time to go fishing.
And awesome, fishdope.com has all the info. Talking to Jeff and the guys over there at fishdope.com, they have all the info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code hookup now, lowercase, no space. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store, Jerry Code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And if you want to learn an interesting little tip, go to YouTube and look up how to make a scoop out of a bleach bottle. And then you make that little scoop and you use that for dispersing your chunks. It makes a huge difference in terms of getting them out there.
Oh, good idea. All right.
There
good
you
hit,
go.
Mark, thanks a lot for that. And we'll talk to you as the Navy takes off their F-18s next week.
Sound of freedom.
Yeah,
that
sounds cool.
That's
cool.
It. We'll call it down here. Appreciate
see you, Mark. All right, well, let's continue on with our Catchport. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today? Got a some decent fishing here, kind of what we've seen for a while here. It's been pretty consistent over the last few weeks here, so kind of a boring report, but still very good fishing overall. Happy trip, still seeing a little bit of bonito, yellowtail, a little bit of bottom fish, calico bass sneaking in there. Those full-day trips, San Diego and all the boats fishing down in Mexico there off the coast. Lots of yellowfin, lots of skipjack, 131 yellowfin for 55 anglers yesterday and 108 skipjack. And those overnight boats, very similar, yellowfin and skipjack, a little bit of our stuff mixed in there. So all-around good fishing. And like you're saying, there's a nice grade of fish, nice mix of stuff there. So definitely have a variety of lines for all those trips there. Some lighter stuff, sounds like the morning, they're a little line shy, a little biting, a little heavier in the afternoon. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights. We've got some of those day and three-quarter and two and three-quarter day trips peppered in there also. You know, got a mid-morning departure there. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing. You can always come down, visit us in person, pick up a Rock Out Rick Breakfast Frito, visit the tackle shop, get all set up, and get out on your trip.
Great report, Marcos, and some really good information on the boat, too, as far as, you know, light line in the morning, heavier line in the afternoon. It's been great seeing the continued great fishing going on at Seaforth. Appreciate your report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by the pros at Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns right here to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, their famous tuna burgers, and, as we heard earlier, live lobster today at Fish Pros the Market, which is right around the corner at Liberty Station, only $21.95 a pound. What a rad deal that is for live lobster. Again, all of it's available at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has become famous for their line of smoked spices, smoked rubs, salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, very good. And let's welcome our new guest, Ken.
Yeah, we got Dan and Dave from the Training Resources Maritime Institute. You know, training for our fleet is very important for all of our captains, and this is an organization that we've partnered with to basically make sure that our fleet is up to snuff as far as our training and experience requirements go with Coast Guard regulations. But I wanted to welcome Dan and Dave. Pete and I had a chance to go and tour their facility yesterday. And, gentlemen, welcome. And maybe you can tell us for the private boaters, what kind of courses do you provide?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having us on the show today. Great show. So Training Resources Maritime Institute, actually it's a combination of two companies, Training Resources Limited and Maritime Institute. We brought them together in June of this year. While we've traditionally focused on training for mariners going out on larger vessels, Maritime Institute's focus was on doing captain's licenses, 100-ton, and the operator of uninspected passenger vessel, OUPV, also known as a six-pack license. So we do a lot of captain's license training. But one thing we've noticed here in Southern California is really a lack of education opportunities for boaters who are just they're not looking to get licensed. They just want some training. And so we're putting together a whole boater education series to do just that, provide education to boaters on a variety of topics. And so our first three courses coming out of the gate are ones that are near and dear to my heart because I needed them: diesel engine maintenance, outboard engine maintenance, and marine electrical systems. And so we've got 5-day courses in the evening, 6 to 9 p.m. 5 days, and taught by our instructors that teach the big boat guys what to do, and outstanding education opportunity.
And these are actually hands-on. We got the tour of the facility yesterday. I was blown away, frankly, and thank you for that tour, Dave. It's very impressive, and you do everything from people running giant ships to people that want to just know better about running their diesel engine or their outboard engine. These new courses you're actually training them on how to maintain, and in case something goes wrong out at sea or just to help maintain and understand what's going on. That's what these courses are designed for, right?
That's it. We're not trying to teach people to be a mechanic. We're trying to teach people that when they go out on the water, things happen. We all know that. We go out on the water, things happen, and you want to be able to take care of things on your own if you can. We've got the Coast Guard out there to help us if we need us, and other organizations that we can call on. But hey, if we can do it ourselves, save a lot of time, save a lot of money, maybe save somebody from getting hurt if we can fix the problem ourselves. So that's what the emphasis is, just education, just trying to teach people how to get out of a jam if they get in one.
Yeah, and the electrical, of course, nothing ever goes wrong on a boat, right? And especially electrical, right? But to know your electrical system, I need to take that one too, because I need to do the one. I need to do the marine electrical one. Those are important. When you own a boat, you'll understand that there things go wrong all the time, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Half mechanic, half MacGyver.
Yeah, for sure. But the cool thing that I was impressed with the facility when I saw it is the facility itself. You have all the tools that people need to take these courses, and it's just right off of the 8 and the 5 freeways there off of Rosecrans, right?
Right there in the Sports Arena, and hopefully another 2 weeks we're going to have a big sign facing the freeway so you can find us easier.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Now, you also will train people to get their own captain's license too, right? If you want to get a captain's license, a six-pack license, all the way up to 100-ton license, right?
That's correct. Actually, we train up to unlimited.
Unlimited.
So we train guys that are taking super tankers out.
Wow.
But we start at the basic licensing for the operator of uninspected passenger vessels, OUPV, six-pack license. We start there. Actually, we start with able seamen guys going out on merchant vessels. But for the fishing fleet, the OUPV is usually the starting point.
Yeah. What is entailed if somebody has a boat and they want to get a six-pack license? I've heard this a lot. What is the course? What do you have to do to get that done?
Some of the basic requirements for getting your OUPV are some of the fundamental things like your TWIC card, your medical, Coast Guard medical exam, drug test. You have to be 18 years old, 360 days on the water since age 16, 90 days of recency, that is within the last 3 years, and they have to have been in near coastal waters.
And how do you document that? How do you say, okay, I've spent 360 days on the water? How do you document that?
It's self-reporting, and so if you own your own vessel, you can self-report that you've done the time. Coast Guard considers 4 hours as one day. If you've been out 4 hours, that's one day underway.
So, and that's on your own vessel?
On your own vessel. Now, if you're on someone else's vessel, then the captain of that vessel or owner of that vessel has to certify that time.
Okay, what if you're on, like, a long-range trip on one of the sport fishing boats? Does that count?
If you're just riding along, that doesn't count. You have to be engaged in operating a vessel, either as a deck or a deckhand or a captain.
Gotcha.
The
that's the one caveat, is that those 360 days must be in a deck position. Okay. No engineers, things like that.
Working in the galley doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Right. Okay. All right. Very good. So if somebody wants to get involved with you guys at and it's Maritime Institute Training Resources, what's the process? Website, information, all that?
Yeah, the best thing to do is start out. Actually, right now we've got two websites, but we've created a feeder website to link to the both, and that's TRLMI, Training Resources Limited Maritime Institute, TRLMI. And here in about another 8 weeks, we're going to have a brand new website up under that address. Right now, that'll take you to the two old websites of maritimetrainingschool.com and maritimeinstitute.com.
Ken?
So if boaters want to get the same kind of training that we get for the big boats, this is a great place to start. And these gentlemen, their facility is top-notch.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. We took a tour. We got actually the deluxe tour yesterday. If somebody's interested in getting involved with you, wants to take one of your courses, the electrical, the diesel, the outboard engine, the six-pack license, whatever, can they come to the facility and see what you do?
Absolutely. Just come on down to our office there in Sports Arena, 3980 Sherman Street, and come see the facility. We're happy to show you what we have there. And maybe if the simulator's running, we'll give them a peek into running a tanker.
It's pretty cool. It's really a very amazing facility and definitely one that I would encourage our listeners to go check out. And I think I'm going to have to sign up for one of those courses for sure.
I'll tell you, too, Scott Sherman has mentioned a lot of times, you know, now SNAP insurance back in the old days, too, that there's oftentimes when you can receive discounts on your insurance policies by holding certificates and safety trainings and things like that. This might be one of those things where you take the course and it ends up paying for itself because of your discounts on your insurance.
Absolutely. And in some cases, the insurance company will require you to have a captain's license or somebody on board with a captain's license, depending on the type of trip you're going to take.
Really good. Well, great, guys. Well,
thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Really, really great, Dave and Dan. I encourage our listeners to check out Maritime Institute Training Resources. Once again, the website?
www.trlmi.com.
All right. Thanks for joining
us.
Let's cook
Thank
up, guys.
You very
Keep
much.
Up
guys,
the good work. Really
sure.
good stuff, for sure. All right. Don Hansen.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you doing here?
I don't know. I got up early this morning, took a short drive down from Dana Point.
From Dana Point, yeah.
I'm here to talk about quite a few things. I'd like to, for the
Go
gentleman from HDM
Lighting
right
to join
up us
that.
Up here. And,
get right up on that mic there, Don. There
I'm going to eat it here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to tell you this, folks, but it's a lot cooler down here than it is in Dana Point.
Yeah, well, we have the south wind this morning.
Yeah, it's snowing down.
Yeah, did you bring that down?
No, I hope not. There's a lot of things going on in the industry that a lot of people probably don't realize. And Steve Crook is here, a senior biologist for the state of California, retired. But the environmentalists are looking at us right now to try to eliminate our live bait fishery, which is a tremendous thing to all of us that fish, use live bait to fish with. It's looked at as a $4.5 billion industry, which is a critical thing to all of us on the West Coast here that they don't use it a lot of other places, but we use it heavily on this West Coast. And the reason they're looking at it, the environmentalists say that the sardine fishery and the anchovy fishery is being depleted, and they need to do something to control it and make it better and all that stuff. But they're not, in my mind, I've been doing this council work for over 40-some years now, with the Pacific Fishery Management Council, as chairman for 9 years of it. I work on the Tuna Commission as a tuna commissioner, one of three in the United States. So I travel all over the world, and this live bait fishery on the West Coast is unique in itself. It's pretty hard to convince the ocean groups that are trying to put us out of business how important it is to us to have this fishery. So,
why are they trying to put us out of business, Don?
They're trying to. They say we're taking all the anchovies and sardines that need to feed the dolphin and the whales and I'm waiting for somebody to help me here. Sea lions.
Oh,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has to feed the sea lions, and it should be us. And
yeah.
But the ocean conditions.
But they haven't seen the ocean conditions. They haven't seen what we see every day, and the abundance of that resource is
better than
ever.
There's no sardines at all, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
So nobody sees any sardines down here.
Yeah.
There's no sardines.
Yeah.
Now, what they don't see, and last night at Dana Point, for example, the killer whales are outside the point again. Those are not, those are southern resident killer whales. They're Mexican killer whales. They're not enough from up north or southern. So the ocean conditions have changed. They need to look at what we're actually fishing on, and Steve Crook just sat down here. He can scream it loud, really holler here, that the stocks have changed. We're fishing the Mexican sardines here. It's a southern stock we're fishing. They don't count it. It's all they're fishing is counting the northern stock of sardines. And if we go over a certain percentage of that in our bait tanks and our wells, our bait boats catch them, they got fines, and they're penalized, and they're out of business. It's a 15% is what the cost is. We got 100% right now of sardines. And so 15% is not very hard to catch.
No.
So yeah. I mean,
and we're so fortunate with Everingham Brothers Bait Company in San Diego here, and Dana Point, of course, too, and then all the way up and down the coast, the different bait haulers. They're really not making any kind of an impact on that resource, are they?
No, they're not.
Why don't the environmentalists understand this?
That's a good question, Pete. Thank
they
you
don't
for
look at the state. They don't look at the science? Is that what it is?
You ask a lot of really difficult questions in your life, but that was one I can't understand.
You don't get that? Yeah, that is.
Tell me how they think, and I will be very good and very happy with it. But it's very unique, and some of us are getting very tired of trying to answer their questions because there is no answer.
There is no answer to it.
Yeah,
and that's that crazy thing. Frank! H&M Landing, Frank, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Wearing two hats, Oxnard and H&M.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the Ranger 85 fishes both down here at from H&M and also up north in the wintertime out of Channel Islands.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, and you run H&M Landing as well as own the Ranger 85.
Indeed, I'm wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, you are. I'd say so.
Yeah,
and you've done a tremendous job at H&M Landing since taking over there. Has it been 2 years?
I tell you what, we're coming up on four
March.
It's been an incredible journey, without a doubt.
Yeah, you've done a tremendous job over there. And I know working with Ken very closely on a lot of issues that pertain to the entire sport fishing fleet.
Yeah, we all owe Ken and the association, his leadership of the association, a debt of gratitude. I know that we talked about it earlier, but I feel truly honored just to be sitting here next to you. I've got flanked by you and Don over here. we've come a long way. I was thinking about it last night, about where the association is today from where it was just 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're at 100% membership. We've up and down the coast from Santa Barbara to San Diego, every single landing, every sport boat. Unprecedented.
Really, you kind of skimmed over that. 100% participation for every landing in the sport fishing, and every landing in California.
That's huge.
Yep. That's enormous.
That's huge.
How many landings are there, Ken?
We've got 15 landings that we represent from Santa Barbara to San Diego. And I got to say, with Don Hansen and Frank and our board of directors, we got a good group of people. All these things that we've been doing to help the private boaters as well as us, you know, our fleet, it's because of, as a group, we've got the brain trust, and these two gentlemen are our leaders. I can just tell you, when we're all done here today, I'm still going to be talking to them day after day after day on things that are going to benefit every boater out there. So
Indeed.
Thank both of you.
Well, hey, before we get into some of the issues that Frank's been working on, let's bring up John Otto. Let's get some of the people up here to step up.
Where's
to the
John?
Mic.
Come on up,
John. John's right here. And thanks a lot for the people coming down to Let's Talk Hook Up here at the Sport Fishing Association of California offices here. We appreciate your guys' time.
What's up, John?
Hey, hey John. How you guys doing?
Good.
I got a question for the Coast Guard. When we're out there in our little boats and we're well out of the channel and everything, and the tour boats come by, you know, they're pretty good size, and they try and swamp us, who do we complain to about them?
That's another good question. So if you see what could potentially be any violation of the on-the-water rules of the road in accordance with the federal regulations, you can call our 24-hour Joint Harbor Operations Center, and the number for that is area code 619-278-7031. They'll more than likely refer you to our Waterways Management Division, and also if you can get the name of the vessel and the time and the date and the location, then we can reach out to the operation to kind of see what actually went on.
Okay, yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for coming down to the sport fishing office here. Appreciate that. Jim from National City is here. Jim, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What's up, Jim?
Morning. Thank you to the panel. Great show. Great questions being asked. My question is going to be to Ken Franke. I don't have a boat, but I travel into Mexico. I have my Mexican fishing license. I have my passport card. If I'm going down to San Quintin, then over to the Bay of L.A., what else do I need as far as permits?
Nothing.
Oh, well, that takes care of that.
You got it all. So you need a temporary – so you need – when you're trailering a boat down, you still need a temporary importation permit.
Yeah, I apologize.
He says
he's got no boat.
He's adding to the question.
Okay. But temporary importation document for the boat. The other thing is the passport that he's talking about is the passport from CONAMP. They do have one that's going to be available shortly on the internet, and it's a 1 year. It takes the place of the bracelet, and it's $18. So as soon as that's available, we're going to put it out to everybody, and that way you can go to any protected area in Mexico for a whole year.
Oh, thanks. Really? Okay. So that's going to come up soon.
And that's coming soon. We've been going back and forth with them testing their system. They got a few bugs to work out.
And that's probably the biggest gripe isn't the right word to say, but, you know, that's people's been biggest issue with the issue with the bracelet from a guy that goes all the time. You know, they have their skiff and they like to go fish Coronal Islands. Is one of the difficulties is, you know, having to know ahead of time that we're going to go on this date. We need to come pick up the bracelets. When that happens, that will be a cure for that.
That'll
if a guy goes all the time,
yep,
he can purchase the bracelet. It's basically like buying a yearly Mexican fishing license instead of buying them each day.
And the other option is they do have a plastic one available, but you have to drive to Ensenada to go get that.
All right, very good.
Don?
Right.
Yeah, I have a couple more things to add on the bait before I forget it. November 4th at the Marriott Hotel in Del Mar, the council will be meeting to discuss this issue more. One of the things that the state of Washington weighed in on the last time was we don't have an accurate count of how much bait we actually use. And that's possibly true. So they're going to go to logbooks. And the bait boats will put down what they catch. And what we tried to explain to them that the bait we take, 90%, 95% goes back over the side. It's used to...
Recycled.
It's recycled. It feeds the sea lions.
Yeah.
It's not going to feed them. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway...
Somebody's got to feed them.
November 4th at the Marriott Hotel in Del Mar is when you'll see how the sausage is really made, how we can... We hope we have this worked out.
Public's invited to that?
Public's invited. It's always open to the public. So.
Okay, very good.
If you want to come...
I'll be testifying at that hearing. Don will be there as well.
I'm always there, so...
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going your way and a lot more information coming your way. You stay tuned. More to come. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable price. pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop. No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix Line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live here at the Sport Fishing Association in California. Beautiful facility right on the water here in between Fisherman's Landing and Pizza Nova, having a great time. And what an informative show this has been, man.
Yeah, it has. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. The phones are absolutely packed up. We're going to talk to Gary, calling us from Lawndale this morning. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and everybody. Yeah,
hey, Gary.
Pete, I'd like to do a what you call a shameless plug for a charter.
Okay.
A neighbor of mine is going on a charter that lost a few guys this week. It departs October 26th on the Chief out of H&M Landing. There'll be prizes and giveaways, and I wanted to make sure that I say that this is not my charter, and it is not a Let's Talk Hookup charter. If anybody's interested, it's $395, and it's phone number is 310-406-6368. And that's basically it. Thanks for taking my call.
And that is your shameless plug. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate
Next caller.
The call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I've heard some radio shows where the SAC leadership has done all this incredible hard work, diplomacy in Mexico to help the ambassadorship, that we need to be friends and to be able to partner up with Mexico so we can be good partners. And I've never really heard a clear mission statement, like what is SAC and who are its membership. Are there only 15 members? Because I can't imagine you guys can do what you do with, you know, if there's only 15 landing owners. Like, how does it work? And thank you for all your hard work.
You bet. So the mission statement is protecting our ocean resources while ensuring public access to those resources. SAC, the membership, we have all the landings, which you talked about, but it's almost 200 boats, individual companies owned by families or fleets like Don's Fleet of 14. So it is a broad spectrum of people employing thousands of people. It's well organized. We have a board of directors that are men and women from every harbor we have on the coast, and they are the actual leadership that drives the train and makes the decisions, and then my job is to implement those decisions. So that's how the process works.
Good question, for sure, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And Frank, let's talk about rockfish, because even though we're still catching tuna, with this
corner,
little
maybe.
Cool wind feeling, I think the fat lady is warming up her voice right now.
I'm not buying that, and since I wear two hats, I still want to keep talking about tuna.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that.
Well, we do have some pretty exciting news in terms of groundfish. It's been a long road. I think we were talking about it earlier. I think it's been since 2000 or 2001 that our entire fleet here in the Southern California Bight was forced in from unrestricted depth restriction to 60 fathoms. And in fact, in 2004, I think we were pushed in even further to 50 fathoms, right, for a short period of time. And a lot of this was largely due to Calcod and other species of groundfish that were perceived as being overfished or not sustainable. And now, thanks to a lot of hard work, again, hats off to Ken, a lot of survey work over the years. Management guys like the grand poobah sitting next to me here, Don, we're now finally reaping the benefit of this conservation that, as an entire fleet, we've engaged in over the last two decades. We're poised, I think we're past the council process, we're poised potentially now to start gaining some new territory, which will be back to 75 fathoms. Which is huge.
Yeah, that's great.
It'll cause a tremendous shift of effort, which will allow our fleet that now is in some areas, especially some of our local fleets, our half-day and three-quarter-day guys that are oftentimes compacted into smaller areas at a restricted depth of up to 60 fathoms to be able to spread out and fish more territory. Again, that shift of effort will take will allow some of those near-shore species to gain some more traction and breathe a little bit easier as we access deeper water again. It's incredible.
It's a big move. I mean, it's only 15 fathoms, but it means a lot.
It's huge. The territory that it opens up is just it's tremendous.
Yes.
Both from San Diego all the way up to Point Conception. So it's not just the Northern Channel Islands region. It's all the way down the coast that stand to benefit by this move.
And I have to add the one important thing, and this is for all the voters out there, please very carefully abide by the Marine Protected Area guidelines. Make sure you're not fishing in those areas or it jeopardizes these efforts to get deeper depth. If we're doing it right, we're in a much better position to ask for increased depth going forward.
And you were telling me about the new penalties for fishing in the Marine Protected Areas. They're going up.
I don't like to break bad news. Don, how much is it?
I don't even want to talk about it. It's $5,000 if you're caught in a closed area.
Wow. First offense.
First offense. There's no question about going to the court and arguing with it. It's $5,000. But my key was to make sure it went to the driver of the boat, not the owner.
Yeah. So that's commercial passenger vessels.
Hey, Arnie and Vista, step up to the mic. Arnie, thanks for coming down to the Sport Fishing Association of California offices here in beautiful Point Loma.
What's up, Arnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Thanks for hosting us all here. And the question I actually had is our two-day Liberty trip that we went on the night before, we kind of like made a NASCAR pit stop real quick at Fisherman's Landing to get the bracelets to go fish the Coronados the next day.
Uh-huh.
Now, this, I understand you need the bracelet for the Coronados. Do you need a bracelet to go other areas, like, say, Colonet or other areas of Mexico?
Not Colonet. There are pretty much all the islands and all the majority of the points. You know, Magdalena Bay, Cedros Island, Bonitas, all those different areas. Every island between Cabo and San Diego now is in the protected area. Those are available. You can Google them. But Colonnet is not. That area offshore, 10 to 12 miles, that's not included in this. They typically, the protected areas are around an island.
An island.
And San Martin.
These are called biosphere reserves.
Biosphere reserves.
Your analogy to a state park, I thought was perfect. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
It's just a state park.
It's just like going to a state park at home. A lot of them, you know, require a fee to access. We were just up in Mammoth, did the exact same thing. I mean, I think that's a great analogy.
One of the things going on right now, the Mexican government is going through a public comment period where they're going to create a management plan for each area. And we've provided information about that as well, and we're waiting for that information, the results to come out. And as soon as we have it, we're going to be publishing it so that all the voters are going to know what the rules are, and that way it's easy for them to make their plans.
Great. And thanks a lot, Arnie. Appreciate it. Ann Kinner, Ann, are you around? Come on up, step up to the mic. And we want to thank Karen, for Ken's wife, for not only the nice spread of food, but also helping Ken out and also for taking the names this morning of everybody stepping on the mic. Thanks, Karen, for all your efforts. And I know Frank was assisting there, too, so thanks for that.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Nice to see you all. And I know a bunch of you from lots of other areas. But I caught this morning when you started and you were talking about the tip and in and out of the Coronados. And a couple of questions, because I get asked all the time about folks on sailboats or just going out for a day. Not going to fish, but they want to go down and they want to go around the Coronados. They think that would be a cool thing to do. I know we used to do that, and it used to be an easy thing. But am I correct, if you cross that line that's out there off IB and you're now in Mexican waters, regardless of whether you stop, you're still going to need a tip? So you've got your 30-foot Catalina, and all you're going to do is sail around the islands.
Correct.
So you still need a tip.
Still need a tip.
A temporary importation permit. Now, what about an FMM?
Yeah, and I have asked them specifically that. They feel that recreational sailing around the Coronado Islands is a recreational activity, and they do require an FMM.
And a bracelet?
And a bracelet if they're engaging in an activity in the protected area, correct.
Which would be an activity would be sailing?
Sailing in that protected area would be considered a recreational
activity.
What if
you're whale watching?
Same thing.
Okay, so there's an
you're going to the protected area to engage in a specific activity.
So you'd need the same things that
and that's a good question.
We asked specifically that.
Yeah, and because I do get asked this all the time, and I'm talking to all kinds of boaters, all kinds and sizes of boats, and I want to make sure I'm giving them the right information.
Sure.
I assumed that was the case, but I didn't have anything where I could actually point them. Second part of that, I guess, is if you're out day sailing or whatever, whale watching on your own boat, and you come back in, and you maybe crossed again that magic dotted line on the chart, clearing in process in San Diego or in Mission Bay, what is it?
You don't have to do either. If you are on a closed loop voyage, which is considered a voyage to nowhere, it's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, and per U.S. Customs, you have not left the territories of the United States. So you can sail in that closed-loop voyage, go back to the same dock. You do not need to clear customs.
So you haven't touched land.
You haven't touched land or another vessel.
So can we combine those two now and say if you've sailed around the Coronados, you can come back in without clearing in?
That's correct.
Okay. Clarified a whole lot.
Yeah,
of that.
Indeed.
Thank you.
One more question on that same subject. There's a new app that Border Protection is promoting. You don't need to have that app if you're just doing what we just talked about and not touching land.
That is correct. And the app Pete's talking about is an app for reporting when you're coming from foreign territories.
So if you went to Ensenada and touched
that's
land.
That's when you would use that app. And we're actually evaluating it right now, and we're going to put something out shortly with an explanation, and we're going to have that available on our website shortly.
And that's what the Sport Fishing Association of California does. There you go, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be giving away, everybody that got on the air today is going fishing on one of the participating Zach landings.
And everybody that gave us a slip here, You're gonna go fishing too. So
awesome.
Even though we didn't get you to step up to the mic, I have all the slips. Everybody wins.
That's awesome. We got more. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Fantastic offers on the Proteus Wind Grip rods, too. Plus, Daiwa will offer a free gift with purchase. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What an awesome time today.
Wow, yes, great show. Ken, Frankie, what a tremendous job. And I want to thank everybody for coming down today
and
joining us and supporting the event. Really tremendous. By the way, I didn't mention 2 weeks from today we'll be at the Kona Kai Resort for another live broadcast. And that's going to be you'll hear a lot. We're going to have a lot of great stuff for that.
So roll out the red carpet there.
Oh, yeah. So you want to be sure to mark your calendar for that 2 weeks from today. But, Ken, thank you for doing such a tremendous job. And thanks to all the people that participated, Commander and Greg and Frank and the one and only Don Hansen and David and his guys from the Maritime Institute there. Wow, what?
You
really put a yeah. Did we cover everybody?
I think we wanted to cover as much as we could. And ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Sport Fishing Association of California, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for going to our boats. And we look forward to serving you and doing a very good job for you and your families. And good fishing to you.
Yeah,
thanks, Ken. Great job.
And thanks to your wife, Karen, for all her hard work and
She did. The real boss.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got her up at like 4 a.m. to get all the things done here. So, yeah, thanks, Karen, for that. And thanks to our great engineer, Mr. RC Productions himself, Rick Cutler, and did an extraordinary job. Thanks for coming down to San Diego and joining us here. And thanks to Adam in the Mighty 1090 Studios. Of course, the archives will be up. Adam will make sure of that with a photo of today's proceedings here today, too, on our website as well as on our app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, which if you haven't downloaded, you have to do that. And tomorrow, Let's Talk Hookup will be back in the Mighty 1090 Studios with a Sport Fishing Association of California member, and that is Captain Greg Gowett from the Aztec.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock this morning, Pete. Okay. Anybody that wants tips, come on down still.
Yeah, come on down if you want to. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is an opportunity that you will not have probably again.
No hoops to jump through today.
Yeah.
Just show up.
Come on down, just show up, bring your stuff, and they'll take. And you'll have questions. The guys from Maritime Institute are still here. The Coast Guard's still here. So come on down. SAC office right next to Fisherman's Landing. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090.